We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up? It's your boy, The Ben Smith. Thanks for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast. Want more? Check out the greatest podcast in all the land, The Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and listen to a brand new episode every Tuesday night.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
The most popular delivering items these days in trendy liquor or liquor. That's all coming up with the head chef and Ted's Meat and Potatoes. First time for a few emails from the Men's Room at KISW.com.
You've got me.
Let's jump right into the birthdays, guys. Aloha. 7 years and seven-ish months ago, you guys celebrated your 2000th show at Elysian, and I finally got to meet you. After showing my friends the photo I took with Ted, I also found out I was pregnant.
Is there a connection there we need to know about?
I mean, even just taking a photo with me is dangerous, apparently.
Please join me in wishing Mateo a happy 7th birthday and honorary Uncle Coach Ted hyping him up for flag football. Thanks, guys. That from Melissa. You know who else is playing flag football, Coach, more than likely?
Who's that?
Pro bowlers.
Yeah, they should. All right, flag football. What we've got to do is routes. Now listen, all you got to worry about is that dig route. I feel like a lot of things are going to come off of that. Also, you got to have a good quarterback. Make sure he throws you that slant continuously. And if you get covered, I don't know, you're playing two halves, it doesn't matter. But in the last 2 minutes, you hit the go.
Shit. I'm not sure if this is a correct spelling
also,
or not.
Also, Melissa, next time, let me know what position he's playing.
Okay. Guys, my son texted me today to see if I can get you to do a birthday shout-out. It says his name is Balky Hansen, but I'm going to say his name is probably Blake, and it's a typo.
I'm hoping so.
How about Mickey Mouse talking about his Dogecoin? Is that right?
Yeah.
How old's this kid?
I don't know. You can text. It's Balky Blake.
All right. Well, you know, cryptocurrency is a big deal. That's not that big down here. It's frankly, I'm a billionaire. And you live a lavish lifestyle like I do. You're not worried about a lot of stuff like that. Tell you what I am worried about, though. That new Winnie the Pooh movie.
Jesus. Did you say? Hey, they left the patent. They let the patent go. They didn't redo it.
Yeah, I'll be shocked if that movie gets released.
Okay. Guys, today is my son Sebastian's 12th birthday, and for his gift, I'm taking him to see Primus Memorial Day in Louisville, Kentucky. He loves Les Claypool and wants to learn how to slap the bass. So can Thrill just give him some tips on how to learn to play the bass? Oh, thanks, guys. Oh. That's from JC.
Man, no tip. Just keep practicing. Play the way that feels comfortable to you. Because one thing I always hated hearing, you're holding it wrong or you do it like that. You do it the way you're comfortable. If the goddamn thing sings for you, then you're playing your instrument correctly.
Habacholas, today's my brother Dave's birthday out there in North Carolina. I'm wondering if you could give him a big bong rip, a what the F is that, bro, and an inspirational quote from Miles. Oh, thanks, guys. Love the show from his brother Mark.
Oh, my God, what the f*** is that, bro?
Okay. Remember, Dave, in life, when one door closes, another opens up. Or you can just close the door. You can open it, or you can open another door. That's what doors do. You open it or close it. It's not really a big deal. Bitches, I want to give my buddy Dean a birthday shout-out. Both his hands are currently busy, but he listens to the show every day. This would definitely put a smile on his face. If you could send him off with a bong rip, green beans, and the dirty Germans talking about how superior heavy equipment operators are, it would be appreciated. Thanks, guys, and much love from Victoria, British Columbia.
Green bean. Green bean.
By the way, the green brand bean. New Men's Room Green Bean T-shirt. Green bean. Available in the Rock Shop at KISW.com. Even if you live in Canada, you can order one now. KISW.com.
Yeah, I appreciate anyone that can handle the heavy equipment. That means they can stand behind me and do the work for me.
Yeah, so, you know, we charge some, we charge somebody. So you have to take a test when you come into the bedroom. And it's heavy equipment lifters only.
Yeah, do you have your license to handle this equipment?
Some people have that light equipment. And it's like, yeah, well, that's why your wife's in my room.
But y'all, today's my birthday. I was wondering if I could get a shout-out. I moved to Arizona in 2020. Realized the food here sucks compared to Washington. Can you guys talk all over each other about the amazing food around the Puget Sound? P.S. They think teriyaki is stir-fried in a wok with vegetables. That's like going to a vegetarian steakhouse, Taylor. Guys, back me up here. The teriyaki should never, ever be made like that. Thanks, guys, from Taylor in Arizona. Well,
I don't know, man. I'm
sorry. Right. Favorite food up here?
I was in Arizona.
Salmon's delicious.
I think it's in Arizona. Happy 30th trip around the sun.
Karaoke?
I said you can't find teriyaki in the desert.
Oh, at least you could find
karaoke. I heard karaoke too. Yeah,
all right.
Teriyaki. Nobody sings at this bar.
That's exactly right. Hopefully. Wouldn't everyone move there if that was true? We don't allow karaoke. We do
make
bad teriyaki. Happy 30th trip around the sun to my partner in chaos, Terrence. Can he please get a big old bong rip? And a you big dummy. Thanks, guys. That from Jess.
You big dummy.
Guys, well, I wish a very happy 30th birthday to our son, Ken. He's an awesome son who makes us proud every day. Could you please have Coach Ted give him a speech on what it means to turn 30, and then have the captain explain what really happens when you turn 30.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys. That's from Ken's mom and dad.
Well, first thing Coach is going to say is you're 30 now. Still got your parents sending in a birthday wish. Yeah. What are we doing, son? You're not in your 20s anymore. Now you're 30. It's all over. Responsibility. Yeah. It's all downhill. Yeah. There you go.
Ooh, ahoy there. I don't know what you have planned for your 30th birthday, but in the cereal mascot world, we climb aboard the SS Guppy and get yourself a 30 mouth hug salute from the Chiquita Banana Lady. If you turn 40, it's even better. Crunch Berries.
Guys, hi, it's Tyler here. And all my friends are too damn lame to give me a birthday shout-out, so if you want something done, you got to do it yourself. Dirty 30 is this year, so how about the Dirty Germans talking about disc golf and banging chains? Thanks, guys. Love the show.
Yeah, first of all, her name is Chains McGillicuddy, so we don't want to say we're simply banging chains, but I enjoy disc golf. Enjoy anything you put your hands on something tiny and try to throw it as far as you can.
Yeah, and it ends up in that little chainy net. So one time I saw a girl and she was all in chain link. Since then I had on my gold chain. Technically we were banging chains.
Chain banging.
Chain.
Back on the chain bang?
Yeah, back as the chain bang again.
Get back.
Happy 35th trip around the big ball of fire to my sexy wife, Char, and her twin sister, Nikki. I'm at a barbershop quartet and the captain on what the twins can do together today. Thanks, guys. Much love from your husband, Corey.
Can I get a fish sandwich? Oh, you know I gotta eat right. Oh, brother, can I have a fish sandwich? You put the cheese and the tartar on the side.
Ooh, ahoy there. The last time I was with twins, it was Snap and Crackle. You might recognize, and I can tell you what they did with their mouths, one in the front, one in the back. They were like little plecostomus, and I was like a fish tank. Crunch Berries.
You pressed your lips up against the glass?
That is correct. If you drop the GL.
Guys, I want to wish my husband Jason a very happy birthday. He's turning 45 today, and we would love to hear your penis is small and some turtles and a pep talk from Coach Ted on coaching his son's baseball game tonight and then scoring later tonight. From your loving wife, Melissa.
Oh, sorry, coaching.
Sorry.
Marty in the coach stance.
Come on.
Dirty Germans can send however they want. Mostly at attention. All right, coach in baseball. Coach actually did this one for a lot of years. You know, it's pretty simple. The main thing is remind the kids about the fundamentals. They're still learning. When they get to high school and stuff, you gotta worry about wins and losses. Though coach did win a title in sixth grade. Infielder, keep that head down. Outfielders, first step is always back. You can always run up to a ball, but if it goes over your head, coach is going to be pissed.
All right, guys, here we go. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Yaws of Dirty Germans, brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweinefly.
Thank you, Robin. One quick extra email here. We got this right after the email segment yesterday, but want to give props. This is a gentleman. Tonight at 7, my son Leon Andrew Walker and his buddy Miles Benjamin Clinton are having their Eagle Scout ceremony.
Oh, look at that.
Miles. Yeah. Give it up for Miles. Get it done, brother. They're in Troop 438 in University Place, Washington. We're so proud of their hard work. Thanks, guys. That from Marvel. Marvel, hopefully you took them both out on the back porch and gave them both an ice-cold beer to drink.
Yeah!
They're Eagle Scout bad. All right, we'll come up. We're going to drink a toast, but first...
Time to open wide and sample Ted's meat and potatoes. Now, here's your host, head chef of the men's room, the Ted Nugent.
Head chef in the house.
Thank you, folks. Thank you. We know the last couple years of the pandemic, people were ordering a lot of food.
Hell yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it was also, that was one of those things, it was like, no, order food. Keep the restaurant alive.
But the beauty of this is, finally, the places that never considered delivery before, namely fast food places, right?
Correct.
Now, they got skin in the game, and they're not going anywhere.
Yeah, some of the fancier restaurants, too.
Right.
That was the only game you could play.
Yeah.
To go.
I do enjoy those jokes. Like, I remember when I stayed home on my couch to help everybody. It's like, right, I remember when I used to order food to help.
Yeah.
Now I'm just ordering
it. Tip big.
Let's see. So DoorDash, they just released a report on restaurant ordering trends for this year so far. Now, Miles, you're not, number one's going to piss you off because I know where you stand on this. But the number one food is French fries.
Hmm. Right, and see, like, I'm the head of a restaurant. I've never been in the industry. But I would think if I'm basing my business model off of foods that travel well, that would be the bottom food on my list as far as the difference in.
Well, this is what people are ordering.
Oh, I know it, but that I would say no, because it's not going to taste the same as it does in the restaurant.
You're going to give me money, I'll give you what you want.
Okay.
That's my business model. You want fries? They're not going to travel as well, but. People, I think people know fries aren't going to travel as well. They just want the fries. You know why?
Correct.
Because they don't want baked fries that they could do at home.
Would you ever order a steak to be delivered to your house?
I have thought about it, but I haven't yet.
All right.
That's a lie. I think I got London broil once.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, that's like, it kind of counts. No, and that's what they're saying. Fries don't travel the best, but I agree with Thrill. Like, even sometimes from like a burger joint, like I'll order fries with it. Now I know they're going to show up a little limp, but I expect it.
Right, exactly. You know what you're getting.
And if you have an air fryer, it's easy enough to reheat them. Very quick.
Fire them back up.
Yeah.
I will say this. Shoestring fries.
I know. Shoestring.
Mm-hmm. You got to be careful with those guys in the air fryer.
Yes, you do. Too thin, man.
Yeah, they're too thin. The curly fries work great. Sweet potato fries, but the shoestring fast food fries is the only one.
Can you say it when it involves your tennis shoe?
Shoestring on my tennis shoe. But yeah, that was the most popular one. It also seems like most of this seems like maybe people and children are ordering. That second most popular item is a burrito bowl. We go, okay, adults. Followed by chicken nuggets.
Yeah.
Chicken nuggets will never die.
Well, and here's the other thing.
Those are the last words of Sir William Wallace.
If people have children at home, you have chicken nuggets.
Guaranteed.
But if you don't, like most people don't keep chicken nuggets around. So if you actually are in the mood for a chicken nugget, you're going to have to order it.
You should always have a bag of chicken nuggets in the freezer.
Do you have chicken nuggets in your freezer?
No, I don't need chicken nuggets. I have chicken wings in my freezer. So I go that route.
Right, but I'm saying, right, so you're proving my point. If you wanted chicken nuggets, you'd have to order.
Right.
Right.
And like you said, if you have kids, they're already in the freezer.
They're in the freezer. But right, most, I don't know. Like, I just feel like after 30, most people that don't have children around, like, you just don't keep a bag of nuggets
like
in your
Oreos
freezer.
Oreos and chicken nuggets, these things probably are not part of your household.
Right. Mm-hmm. Chicken sandwiches were very popular. But chicken sandwich, I mean,
sure.
It's been, I wouldn't even call it a renaissance. I would say
not at all.
This is chicken sandwiches time.
It is.
Next on the list, they had hash browns and then cheeseburgers.
Hash browns, huh?
Yeah.
Man, that's gotten out of left field for me.
Also, when they say hash browns and chicken nuggets, I'm like, is that just people ordering McDonald's?
It's got to be,
right?
I had hash browns this morning from Burger King. They're pretty good.
All right. But like, if I order a breakfast, I'm probably going to order McDonald's and be like, ooh, so I like the hash brown. And if I was going to order nuggets, I'd probably order them from McDonald's.
I just can't believe hash browns did well enough to be in this list.
Yeah. Well, like most things, right? It's always fun to say little kids are like drunk people. They're also, like, stoners are also a bit like children. Mm-hmm. Like, I had some friends, they just kept, like, the McDonald's hash browns or Ida ones in their freezer. And it was like, want a snack? Like, yeah, man. Like, I'll toast up some hash browns. All right. The most popular cuisine on dirt. DoorDash. I'm struggling today, sorry.
Dirt Dash.
Dirt on Dirt Dash.
On Dirt Stash.
Well, on Dirt Stash. It's American. Mexican was second, Japanese, Italian, and Chinese.
Okay. I think most people can attempt Italian and do okay.
Right.
I think Japanese is a little bit more difficult, as well as Chinese food.
I'd also be interested to see on this list, if you took out pizza, as you're counting that as Italian. Like, I feel like that takes
what
up
else?
A bulk of Italian for delivery food.
Mm-hmm. It's got to be. I mean, otherwise, you probably have, like, Olive Garden and all that, but over, I would say 90% of quote-unquote Italian is pizza, right?
I'm trying to think of Italian food I've gotten delivered to the house. It's almost so pizza, I mean, maybe
Italian
lasagna.
Do you make Mexican at home at all?
Yeah, I'll make chicken
Typically,
tacos.
I make tacos, and the other thing I'll make is enchiladas.
Yeah.
That's as crazy as I get.
You love enchiladas.
I love enchiladas.
Bless you.
Bless you.
Like, when I think Japanese food, I think a lot of that's got to be sushi.
Sushi, for sure.
Yeah. Chinese, also a very regional thing. Like, on the East Coast, we always talk about, like, just Chinese, crappy Chinese joints every other corner.
Every.
So you got Chinese food all the time. But yeah, they're just saying, like, hey, that's what people are eating. I think French fries is a strange one to get delivered. But,
I found it very strange.
But also,
of all of them.
Right, just to be number one. I shouldn't say it's strange.
Or do you think it's number one because it is an accompaniment to anything else you order? I ordered a burger. It comes with fries.
Right.
Do you want to double your fries? You go, sure, why not, right?
Correct.
It also sounds to me like there's a lot of families ordering out.
Oh, hell yeah.
Chicken nuggets, french fries, all this stuff. It's like, you gotta order for everybody.
Yeah, chicken nuggets would have caught me off guard.
Kids gotta eat.
All right, real quick, let's get to the trendiest liquors because it turns out our very own Mike Hawk. Hawk is a trendsetter.
You're a trendy
all
liquor.
All right.
Yeah. The biggest ones this year, according to an alcohol delivery service, tequila is huge, going to be huge this summer.
It is going to be a tequila summer.
It's already trending 7% ahead of whiskey, which is also popular. I will say, though, tequila does feel more like summertime.
Of course. Tequila definitely feels more like summertime, but the other thing is tequila has been doing a lot of work in the last two decades to clean up its image, where whiskey is always whiskey.
It's going
to
be one of
them. Yeah. Most Americans say they want to try the most tequila-based cocktails in a can. 43% are looking to try those. In general, ready-to-drink cocktails are surging in popularity.
I can believe that.
Yeah. So it's like seltzers was there a few years ago. Mike, I know you and your girl enjoy drinking those cocktails in a can. I think I had a Moscow Mule in a can.
I see my wife and one of her friends, and I never know what they get, but every time they get together, I hear them in excitement going, I found blank. And it can, right? And it's just a new cocktail. And I mean, this is like almost
I do love the High Noons. Technically, that's a vodka soda.
I believe they've had the High Noons. Oh. That sounds familiar.
And in the pandemic, honestly, help with a mixed drink to go world. Not a drink from a restaurant. I'm talking about you go to the grocery store and you've got, Maker's Mark that's made a Manhattan or a Cosmopolitan.
Yeah, it's in a can.
Or, it's already ready to go.
I feel like Crown Royal really kind of hit the ground running with that. They got the Jack and Coke. They got the
Right.
What are the ones that they have on there? I don't quite
know. Canned cocktails, too, are a lot easier. Some people just don't like beer. But if you're out camping or you're tailgating or you're going to a show.
Or
like,
even this weekend.
Exactly. Like, you don't want to bring bottles of liquor with you everywhere, stand by your trunk and mix some cocktails. Like, just crack a can. And then the last one, non-alcoholic drinks. Millennials and Gen Z.
Yeah, whatever.
Healthier lifestyle, less calories and sugar. So, you know, people like them. Also, younger generations are willing to spend more on premium liquors for casual get-togethers, where boomers are cool with the cheap stuff.
Right, because they're looking for the hooch.
They don't drink as much as we did.
Miles, I think that's into it.
I'm dead serious.
I so am I.
What do you mean you put down a 12-pack?
Yeah, well, I put down a 12-pack.
Yeah.
There are 12 there.
Yeah.
Thank you, Head Chef. We appreciate it. You are listening to The Men's Room.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Coming up in minutes, we'll drink a toast for the shot of the day. And we do have your headlines coming up at 5:50. First, quick check with Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right, good news, Mountain Dew fans. Mountain Dew Typhoon is making a comeback after 10 years.
What was Mountain Dew Typhoon?
It's the Typhoon version of Mountain Dew.
Okay.
How do you not remember, dude? It was everywhere.
Tastes like a storm blowing 130 miles an hour.
Okay, is there like a different flavor to it? Does it taste like a typhoon?
No, it spins a different way.
Right.
It
different
tastes like rainwater? I mean, what?
Well, tastes like the Pacific.
Yeah, right.
All right.
Like, are they going to come out with the hurricane flavor next?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's got an Asian zing.
Right. There you go.
The zing
like
is radiation.
Buffalo Wild Wings.
Tornado.
Mountain Dew's flavor, like, I remember the Code Red. That's the only one I remember drinking.
I remember that.
Yeah.
But I will say, like, people that like Mountain Dew, they're very specific about these flavors.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Everybody has their Mountain Dew flavor.
Yeah.
There's some that stick to the original, like glue. There are others that go for the Code Red. Taco Bell fans are all about the Baja Blast.
Make sure also that you don't grab sugar-free.
Oh, no, really?
Babe, I'm going to run to the store and grab the smokes you want.
Oh,
can you grab me a Mountain Dew? Sure, baby. I roll in. I open up their little the little cooler there. Ring it up. Come home. And as soon as I hand it to her, she gets this look on her face. And I'm like, I have effed up and I don't know how. Right? And she's like, the lid's black. I'm like, yeah.
Cool.
And she turns it around and it's the sugar-free. And I'm like, I didn't know. I didn't know.
It's so popular. My Taco Bell that's closest to me had a sign on the drive-thru that said, we're out of Baja Blast.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Go home.
Like, they don't do that for, like, Dr. Pepper or nothing like that, but they know you're coming for the Doc Baja Blast.
Right, and the Baja Blast, I think, is only at Taco Bell, but I have friends that are like, oh, yeah, I had to stop at Taco Bell. Not for the pizza, for the Baja Blast.
Mm-hmm. Really? So that's exclusive to Taco Bell?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, Mountain Dew drinkers, to me, are like beer drinkers. Like, they all have their
specific
flavor.
Yeah, man.
Or their brand.
There's a university in Shanghai that's being mocked after they made their mandatory swimming test online due to COVID.
That's just dumb.
Yeah, there's a handful of people that basically just sent in a fake test. A study ranked 182 cities to find the best places.
How could you fail it?
Right.
Right.
Exactly. A study ranked 182 cities to find the best places for summer jobs. Your top five places for summer jobs. Orlando.
Sure.
Wow. They're going to be resort towns.
Number two, Fort Lauderdale.
Sure. Okay. Absolutely.
Number three, Columbia, Maryland.
I'm still unsure about that.
The only thing I can guess, there's a place there called Meriwether Post Pavilion.
But that's the equivalent of white.
I mean, there's a Six like Flags down the road, but it's kind of more Laurel. It's
but I don't know that White River generates so much business that you go like, ooh, that's the spot to live.
Number right? four.
But Meriwether doesn't even have those shows anymore. They all go to the Jiffy Lube Center.
Mm-hmm.
That is strange. My mom, like, she lived in, she still lives pretty close to Columbia. I'm like,
I don't know what happens in
like,
the summer.
Right,
the,
Ocean City, Maryland, I could fathom because all the Irish and stuff come over to work the summer.
And Ocean City was all full of kids from Odessa and Ukraine and Russia who were working summer jobs at the beach.
Gets even wilder. Yeah. Number four, Scottsdale, Arizona, which is the number one destination for summer.
Yeah, that's right. I want to go to Arizona in the height of summer.
It's dry. It's a dry heat, Mike.
Oh, it's a dry heat. True. That's like climbing your oven
when it's set to 180 degrees.
Good news is you have a swimming pool in your backyard.
Yay. And then number five, Juneau, Alaska.
The cruise ship industry.
All right.
Oh, that's right. Yep. That's a good one right there. Mm-hmm. Let's see here. This comes to us from SWNSdigital.com. It says a new poll looked at our favorite types of air to breathe.
What, like ocean air, mountain air?
Exactly, that kind of a thing.
Okay, I'm like, how many options of air do I have?
I think I'm a mountain air guy.
It's a good question that you asked there, Mr. Hill. How many options of air do you have? And with that, it's time for...
Oh, God damn it.
Yeah, let's go!
The Mintzroom Top 10!
The top 10 favorite types of air to breathe. Huh. I guess mine would be hummus.
Hummus air. Hummus air. If we're going with like food air, it's like mine is coffee. Like when you pop that aroma seal on a fresh can of coffee. Look,
Subway bread.
Yeah, even though it's bread. Subway. Walking to Subway. That's it.
Yes.
That's the air.
Laundry aisle of the grocery store.
Oh, not bad at all.
It just smells fantastic, like, dude, right?
That's a good call.
I think the smell of a grill.
Oh.
Yeah.
Just because, I don't know about you guys, right? Or even like in the fall to tell you, I'm one of those people who walk by and go, smells like somebody's grilling.
I'm with you.
Even if it's just the charcoals.
It's a phenomenal.
They just lit it. It's just chemicals and charcoal.
Yeah. Right.
And oh, man, it's going to be good.
Yeah, I'm such a psycho. I contend that grills smell different in the fall than they do in the summer.
They do.
Not a bad call. Yeah. So here you go. Here are our 10 favorite types of air to breathe. Number 10 being the smell of a concert.
It's
yeasty.
Nothing like BO hair sweat.
Yeah, it's yeasty.
Who are you seeing where you're like, man, it smells good in here?
Yeah. There's reason sights and sounds, not smells.
Go to that Kenny Chesney show. It smells real good.
I've never left the concert ever and said, man, I'll tell you one thing, man. It smelled awesome.
State Park bathroom.
Right. Warm beer.
Vomit.
Unless they're just talking about weed.
Right.
Yeah, I mean,
smells like a concert.
Right. Number 9, the recirculation. Related air on planes. Who in the hell is on this list?
No.
That is one of the worst things.
Wait.
My nose gets doggone stuffed every time
concerts
I'm on a plane.
And recycled air. Airplanes. All right, man. Man, people have low standards for the air they breathe.
They must have given people these 10 things and said, put them in your favorite order.
Put them in order. These are the only 10 options.
Because these are our 10 favorite types of air to breathe. Number 8, library air. I get this. It's the same as
bookstore
air. Yeah.
Because it's book life.
I think grandparents' house smells not on here, is it?
That old, stale,
I will say this.
Mothball.
There is a phenomenon, and I wonder if you guys are part of this. I am not, but I know people that are, that walk into a bookstore, take a big whiff, and then immediately have to take a dump.
What? Wow.
That's very specific. That is a legitimate.
That is really specific.
That is
Welcome
a legitimate
to Barnes
phenomenon.
And Noble.
Are they antiquers?
That is a legitimate phenomenon that is not explained by science, but there is a sect of people that will go in. They will hit us up upon the comment section. I know it. Text it in if you do it. That will go into like a Barnes and Noble and immediately have to take a poop. Yes. This is something I found out. I don't know.
Are you making this up?
Wait a minute. Is this a thing or is this like a thing two people, like somebody you know does?
No, somebody I know does this.
Oh, then that's not a thing. That does not make sense.
No. This is also what I've heard. Like, I found it on TikTok.
I got a friend who gets horny in the grocery store every time he goes in there.
There was a video on TikTok, and like the one that I knew about it freaked out about it. I was like, oh, yeah, me too. The comment section full of people, yeah, me too. Okay. There's something about the smell of books that makes people need to poop.
That's a damn weird thing.
Yes. Number 7, campfire smoke.
Sure.
Love that.
That's one of those things that's great in the moment. The next day, you're like,
unless
you're standing by the campfire. Yeah. Because then the smoke only will blow on you.
Correct. The thing is that...
And then you get a headache, and you don't know why.
I disagree. I put on the hoodie that I had the night before around the campfire, and then I just get that whiff of that campfire smoke, and I love it. It's like, oh, yeah, remember the good times.
Oh, okay. All right.
However, it does say, according to the EPA, it's even worse for you than cigarettes, so everybody stay away from that campfire smoke.
All right.
These are our favorite types of air to breathe. Number 6, amusement park air.
Oh, like a fair, just as far as the smells.
Yeah,
of the,
you kind of smell the food they're cooking.
The funnel cake, right. The elephant ear, whatever.
Yeah, sure. Exactly. And then, you know, the vomit that's next to the
roller coaster. Well, one of my favorite smells, even though I know they didn't pop the popcorn, is the smell of a movie theater lobby.
Right.
Because I know I'm getting a big tub of popcorn, even though they made the popcorn 2 days ago, and it's in a bag.
By the way, someone here says there was a TikTok regarding your pooping in the bookstore.
Yeah.
Says there was a TikTok. TikTok, there's an article about it recently. My dad has been like that for years. Barnes & Noble bathroom is the only public bathroom he will ever crap in.
Yes. And then someone else
says, I used to have this issue with Blockbuster Video.
Somebody said what the phenomenon is. It's the Mariko Aoki phenomenon.
Okay.
It is unexplained. Like, there is no science to it whatsoever, but just whatever reason.
Every time I go to IKEA, I got a lop, drop,
drop. Exactly.
Somebody here says the smell of Goodwill makes me have to poop.
There you go.
Don't go to Goodwill.
Goodwill, man.
I already sell crap.
Number five being the air at home. So the smell of our own place is something that we enjoy.
Sure.
Right, and it's what you're used to. Mm-hmm. Right. Anybody ever take that deep breath?
You ever go to someone else's place and they have just a really weird smelling home?
Yes.
Yeah,
you don't want to say anything?
Yes.
Because what do you say? They can't smell it.
I know. They're used to it.
Why was it? Why is it always some old person's home?
Well, my thing is, what is the root of this problem?
I don't know.
Is it a piece of furniture? Is it? There's something that's just making the house
smell. When I was growing up,
it was a stale, pungent, minty smell.
Close with this guy, but he was kind of an in-between friend. You know, me and another dude both knew him kind of thing. And the first time I went to his house, I'm like 10 or 11 years old. I remember walking in, and I'm like, somebody's making cookies, right? Because I'm trying to be cordial. The family's just staring at me all weird. I never pieced it together. Mm-hmm. So I go back to his house about 2 weeks later. I walk in, and I realize, your house naturally smells like cookies. And this is before they had candles and all that kind of crap. I don't know.
I'll say this, Mike. When we first moved here, correct? That apartment that we can look at right now, yeah. Right across the street. So we're all living there. When you first walked in, it smelled like antique cat urine.
Oh, no.
It smelled like urine and a mixture of old,
that
heavy.
That's fair.
We were there for maybe 7-8 months, right?
God.
After a week, you didn't smell that anymore.
Right.
That just became what your home smelled
like. Your body recognizes it's no longer a threat, so it's like, I'm not even going to bother to alert you to the fact that it stinks.
Yeah. You know you smelled like that, yeah. And that place smelled like that, but you didn't smell anything.
No, nose blind.
It was the weirdest thing.
Our favorite types of air to breathe. Number four, the air you breathe while you're on a hike.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, it's usually fresher air.
Right. Exactly.
And you're gasping for it.
Right. Yeah. Your lungs are a little bit more open.
It's good air.
Mike, real quick. Somebody says, not Barnes & Noble, but I know several people who have to S every time they go to Target.
There you go.
Every single time.
So there it is.
I don't know if I've ever pooped in a Target.
They have very nice
bucket
bathrooms.
List.
A lot of people like to just play the road game, I guess.
They're very good bathrooms. Yeah. Number three, in the woods. Out there in nature.
Well, the same thing as hiking.
See, now, I don't know why this one is a thing, but number two is air at the beach.
Well, yeah.
It's all there, sure.
It just smells fishy, man.
No, it doesn't.
It does.
Well,
you're talking about tides. So you go to the ocean, tides don't really affect the smell.
Sometimes the salt water is the good smell, but most of the time when I'm at the beach, it's
seaweed. But I think
like
it's the situation.
What beaches are you going to?
We've been over this over and over again. I've been on the beaches of Hawaii. I've been on the beaches here in Washington and down in Oregon and California. I don't like the beach. The beach is not my place.
He hates the beach?
I hate the beach.
You're a beach hater.
I am a beach hater.
Do you like beach towns?
I'm okay with beach towns.
You just don't like going on the beach.
I don't do the beach.
Huh.
Look at me. I am pale with red hair. I do not go to the beach. Huh. I don't care.
Okay.
I don't. Yay, sand in my toes. No, I don't do the beach. The beach sucks.
Okay.
But this is our favorite type of air.
All right, let us know how you feel.
Wow. Who the hell with the beach?
Mountain air.
Thank you.
We've already had woods. We've already had hiking. The top three are the same thing.
Exactly. Yeah,
basically.
Come on, man. Just put it in one category.
Right.
You're in the woods. Jesus Christ. What? No one just walks in the woods and stands there. I'm just, what do you do? I'm a wood stand.
I'm here from
like
the snow.
They're hiking. They're doing something. They're outside.
I drove out here.
Right. Like I just stand in the woods for no reason.
Exactly.
That makes more sense than a concert. You go, hey, man, you love this. I hate this artist, but man, I've heard their concerts smell the best.
Well, and what counts as mountain air? Like you're out on a hike. Hiking the goddamn mountain.
The air's fresh.
Okay.
Is that the woods? Is that the mountain?
It's all of the above. It's the smell of the lake. It's the whole thing.
Right. But you could be in the woods without being up in the mountains.
Correct.
Right.
Yeah.
But if you're in the woods, in the mountain, do we give the credit to this delicious air to the woods or to the mountain?
To the mountain.
That's like saying, like, I'm in the shower cleaning section right now, and if you walk down a Tide, it's really going to smell good, but that's really the bounce. Don't let that fool you.
I mean, you're in the same aisle.
Gentlemen, I've got some bad news. Bad news about Taco Bell's Mexican pizza.
What's that?
I'll tell you all about it at 5:50.
Oh, come on. They just came back.
Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, let's get tested on the line for Profile This at 206-421-ROCK.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.